Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Pod Network Entertainment. This episode may cover sensitive topics like sexual assault, domestic violence, and stalking, which could be triggering. While we recognize the challenges discontent may pose, we advise you to prioritize your safety and well-being.
Shocking, sad, revealing, and deeply researched. PH Murder Stories podcast covers the true account of infamous killings and true crime stories from the Philippines.
There's no such thing as questions, just hidden answers. Stay tuned as we revisit the inconceivable crimes that exist.
Some listeners may find the following content of PH Murder Stories highly disturbing due to its graphic nature. PH Murder Stories does not condone nor promote violence of all sorts.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Violence in Philippine politics, especially in this modern era, has been a serious issue that has continued to hinder the country's path to political maturity, therefore raising more doubts about an ineffective justice system that is slow and in other instances can be bought by influential and powerful clans. However, the subject of our episode today involves a troubled medical professional who went to great lengths to seek revenge.
On July 24, 2022, in what was supposed to be one of the most eventful occasions a family could have in their lifetime, former Lamitan City Mayor Rose Furigay was about to attend her daughter Hannah's law school graduation at Ateneo de Manila University. Bypassing campus security was Dr. Chow Tiao Yumul, who was armed with a .45 caliber pistol. He managed to get close to his target, killing the former mayor, her executive assistant, Victor George Capistrano, and the campus security guard, Genevin Bandiala, who risked his life attempting to stop the assailant.
You are listening to the PH Murder Stories podcast, and this is the fourth episode of season four.
Mayor Rosita Rose Furigay was a former three-term mayor of Lamitan City, Basilan, from 2013 to 2022. Her husband, Roderick Furigay, was also a three-term mayor of the same city from 2004 to 2013, then served as vice mayor to his wife from 2013 to 2022, then replaced her as mayor in the recent 2022 elections, while their nephew, Hegem Furigay, is the incumbent vice mayor. Even before Lamitan became a city, the Furigay political clan had been ruling over the area for almost two decades. Despite the Furigay's tight grip over Lamitan, news reports have indicated that the city's constituents are fond of the political clan, especially the late former Mayor Rose, who was viewed by her constituents as a beloved mother figure with a big heart, especially for the people in need. During her term, the city of Lamitan was a consistent recipient of the Department of Interior and Local Government Seal of Good Local Governance Award for four consecutive years, as well as successfully implementing much-needed infrastructure projects and effectively delivering social and health services within the city. In addition, Lamitan City has encountered various incidents of Islamic extremism, such as a bombing incident in July 2018, instigated by either ISIS or Busayaf, that happened under the late former Mayor Rose Furigay's watch, who in turn further strengthened the city's security. Despite her differences with the Abu Sayyaf, Mayor Rose, who was known to be a devoted Christian, has dealt with them peacefully by offering them livelihood opportunities. Mayor Rose also wanted to break the stigma of the people outside her constituency automatically assuming that Lamitan City was synonymous with conflict. She wanted her fellow countrymen to know that her city was living harmoniously despite religious differences. Sadly, despite being known as a good and effective politician who was loved and appreciated by most Lamiteños, not everyone was a fan of the Furigays, and someone who is filled with hatred went to great lengths to prove his point.
News reports quickly found out the assailant's reason behind the killing of former Mayor Rose Furigay. In 2018, then-Mayor Rose Furigay ordered the closure of Dr. Chow Tiao Yumol's infirmary clinic because it was operating without a permit from the Bangsamoro Autonomous Region in Muslim Mindanao. According to the Furigay family's legal counsel, Yumol posted malicious insinuations against the Furigay couple and the local government employees of Lamitan, to which the Furigays responded by filing more than 70 cyber libel cases against Yumol, who surrendered and paid bail worth around 2 million pesos in 2019. Because of the pending charges against him, Yumol could not continue his medical practice while the libel cases were ongoing, which could have been one of the doctor's motivations for killing Furigay.
Fast forward to the 24th of July 2022. Dr. Yumol saw the law school graduation of Mayor Rose Furigay's daughter, Hannah, as an opportunity to execute his revenge. Yumol shot former Mayor Rose Furigay in the head and chest area, and he also shot her aide, Victor Capistrano. Both were declared dead. Hannah Furigay, on the other hand, was shot three times but was able to survive the ordeal. As Yumol was trying to flee through the institution's pedestrian gate on Katipunan Avenue, a brave security personnel named Genevieve Bandiala tried to stop him, but ended up getting shot and killed. He was the third victim who died on that saddening day.
Yumol was seen fleeing the scene by a delivery rider from Katipunan to B. Gonzales Street. CCTV footage from Barangay Loyola Heights shows Yumol getting into a tricycle and then getting out again as the tricycle drivers were warned by the authorities not to offer their services to the assailant. Yumol seemingly got pissed and decided to try and grab the keys from the tricycle driver, but he was unsuccessful in doing so. Afterwards, Yumol ran across the street and was able to go to a nearby subdivision. According to the authorities, Yumol was able to change his clothes as he was running away from the authorities. CCTV footage from a subdivision shows that Yumol commandeered a yellow car racing down the street. Rounding a street corner towards Xavierville, the car hits a truck before getting stuck in traffic. The suspect then abandons the vehicle on Aurora Boulevard and gets on a minibus. Civilian motorcycle riders who were tailing Yumol caught up to the minibus on the corner of Aurora and Anona Street and notified the police, who then flagged down the bus and ordered the suspect to come out. Video clips were all over social media showing Yumol being held down on the ground by police as they seized two guns with live ammunition in his possession.
5 days after the assassination of Mayor Rose Furigay, her assailant's father, retired policeman Rolando Yumol, was shot 4 times in the back outside his residence in Lamitan City and was declared dead on arrival at the hospital. CCTV footage shows that the victim was shot by 2 motorcycle riding in tandem suspects. So far, authorities have yet to identify the person or people behind the elder Yumol's tragic killing. His wife, Muy Kim Yumol, addressed the media and appealed to President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. to help her family. She claimed that their lives were in danger as she had been receiving numerous death threats. Subsequently, Basilan Provincial Police Director Colonel Pedro Martirez told reporters that he ordered security tightened around the Yumol family to prevent the situation from further escalating.
After initial legal proceedings, Dr. Chow Tiao Yumol was set to be charged with 3 counts of murder, frustrated murder, and car theft. However, Yumol's camp tried to move and request the proceedings to be suspended as they claimed Dr. Yumol was supposedly exhibiting signs of mental unsoundness and needed to be medically examined. Subsequently, Quezon City Regional Trial Court Branch 98 Judge Maria Cristina Rosario Osoteo granted the Yumol camp's request and ordered that the defendant be tested by experts in national mental health institutions. She also postponed the scheduled hearings, including the arraignment and pre-trial conference. On October 24, 2022, the National Center for Mental Health released its report on Yumol's mental state and declared him mentally fit to stand trial for the charges filed against him. Afterwards, Yumol still pleaded not guilty despite the overwhelming evidence. Thus, the case is still ongoing right now.
What Dr. Chow Tiao Yumol did to his victims and the tragic events that took place in the aftermath only prove that nothing really good comes out of seeking revenge, no matter how hard it is in this country to get fair treatment, regardless of whether Yumol's allegations against the Furigays are true or not. The assailant's actions were a threat to society. Many people got hurt, died, and devastated their loved ones. Covering this episode makes us wonder, how are we not loud enough with our plea to our nation's leaders to put a stop to political-related killings? Thank you for listening to PH Murder Stories.
If you like this episode, give us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
You can also support our show on Patreon. Any amount you donate would benefit our team to keep doing what we love, which is to provide more true crime episodes for our listeners. Link in the description.
For further updates from our show, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at PH Murder Stories. And subscribe to our YouTube channel at PH Murder Stories.
This podcast may be based on true events with names, characters, and incidents that are either products of the creator's imagination or used fictitiously. Any similarity to real individuals or events is coincidental.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.